I'm Peter.
I'm Tess.
And we're talking about Ruby, who used to be called Ruby Receptionists, but as part of the rebrand we worked on, they changed their name to Ruby because they do a lot more than just reception work.
I think this is our client who probably has the most unique office.
They have a beautiful, like, they have 1.5 floors in downtown Portland, and they have a full floor in the Pearl District in Portland. And they have, like, gorgeous views everywhere. But the big thing is that they're all about their internal culture and making a place where their employees want to be and even use it after hours and on the weekends. And employees are rubies, not employees. They're rubies. They're encouraged to use, like, lunch area as, like, a party space or something if they want to have a party on the weekend. And they have all these internal events that happen in these spaces, too. And they're all branded. That's the cat going to the bathroom.
All right. Maybe wait a second.
So sorry if that... I cleaned it before you got here, but she had to make her mark.
I do think everyone at Ruby has been the most nice, positive people.
Absolutely.
That we kind of consistently across the board of everyone we met there has been extremely friendly and nice, which is part of their, you know, values. But it's really something that you can feel when you work with a client like this. And I think it's affected the relationship and the work so much that,
like, enthusiastic, encouraging, like, people don't check out during meetings.
Nope.
Like, everybody's really into what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a interesting project for Studio Dad because it happened during a very eventful year at Studio Dad.
Two things.
Yeah.
Yes, an eventful year for Studio Dad. Also, I remember when we got this project, we said to ourselves, this is a very big project for two people.
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge company. This is the first rebrand in like 16 years for them. So everything's changing. It's a big company, a million touch points, and it's just the two of us. Oh, and by the way, Tess is pregnant, and I'm going to get married. So that all happened during the course of this year-long project.
So we had, I had a baby in the middle of the project towards the end.
You had a baby 1 month after I got married and went on my honeymoon.
And it was right as we were supposed to deliver brain guidelines.
Yes.
So I was working on getting everything together in the week before my baby was born.
Because we knew that you would be out
and
we had to get everything finalized before that. Which, let me just say, if you ever get the opportunity with a client, tell them that because they will make decisions so fast. Like, all the bullshit's gone and they'll say yes.
And you went on a mini honeymoon in the middle of that too.
I did.
And the CEO at Ruby retired during this process too.
The woman who started the company with like two other people in an apartment in Portland and built it to what it became, retired as part
and
of this.
Part of the team we work with changed too. So there was a lot of changes throughout this project, but the positive attitude overall kind of carried the spirit high throughout this whole thing. I think it was, you know, I think this is our favorite type of branding project where we get to work on so many different touch points. You know, we don't like coming in and just like, here's a logo, we're out for Ruby. And we got to work on everything from interior design to wayfinding to obviously all the visual identity to video content to helping with the website.
I mean, that was like an early thing, even when we were scoping the project a month into it, where the CMO looked at our scope and said, no, you have to add like a bunch of hours to create or direct the website.
Yeah. And we got really familiar with their lobby. You remember how for the first part of the project, we would pay for parking out in the street till we found out that we could park in the parking structure and get our parking validated?
Yeah.
And then one day, we had a meeting that went long, and the receptionist in the lobby who validated our parking went home, and we had forgotten to get our parking validated beforehand, which we always did.
And they keep the stamp in a safe.
So we tried to get with the CMO, that is, we didn't do this on our own, tried to get into the area where we could get the stamp to get our parking because it's quite expensive parking, and no one could get to the stamp So we ended up having to pay $24 for parking.
Well, the CMO said, well, just tell him you're with Ruby. And I knew that wasn't going to work, and she did too. But I went down there anyway, and I played dumb. And I get up to the window, and I'm like, yeah, I was at Ruby. They told me just to tell you that I was up there. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, just told me to tell you. He's like, tell me what? Like, he was very offended that I was trying to, like,
pull this one over. And I was sitting in the car behind you, and I saw this whole thing going on. And I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to try this. I'm just going to pay when I get up there.
I think he and I came to an accord at the end. I was like, yeah, okay, it didn't work. I tried.
I think one of the cool things, and I mean, this happened mostly when I was on maternity leave, but was that we got to produce some video content that was going to live on the website. And also, you know, that's kind of what we're excited about, is coming up with ideas and finding people to collaborate with to, like, execute on the ideas. It's like, how do you really take, like, that brand personality and brand voice and, like, come up with creative ways to execute on that? And I think, you know, the video we did,
I think both the video and the photos that we did, we partnered with Half Court in Portland for photography and Sandwich in LA for video. And obviously we came to it as creative directors with big ideas what we wanted to do, but all of them, you know, they brought their own skills to it and everything, and elevated all of it way beyond what we could have done on our own, which is the fun part about working with really good people.
Yeah. And how many babies and weddings are we going to have this year, Peter?
We will have zero babies on my end and probably no more weddings. But you, coin toss. Who knows?
Total coin toss.